Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, welcome back. In a few minutes, against my better wishes, Al, Marcus Hayes will tell us why Doc Rivers did a great job this year. But first, on the line with us, and he's got a big event on Saturday. I am going to be in attendance there, Al, real early. I think the race itself, which involves running and biking and walking, starts at 8 a.m. at the Link. You can register to walk, run, or do whatever you want at the EaglesAutismChallenge.org. And one of the great people who will be promoting that is Brandon Graham on the comeback trail for the Philadelphia Eagles. Hi, Brandon.
Good morning, man.
Will you be there Saturday for the challenge?
Well, you know what? I'm working on that right now because baby boy got soccer, and so just last week. But right. I sure wanted to see you because I know I heard that you involved. You're gonna be out there. You probably won't be walking, but I know you know it's good to get you out there.
No, I'll be honest with you. I'm kind of shut in now as I've gotten older, brother. This is a very, very rare appearance. This will probably be my final appearance while I'm still an active member of WIP. All right, Brandon, let me get. So everybody get out to the Link. It's a tremendous cause, the Autism Challenge. Lots of great stuff
EaglesAutismChallenge.org has all the information, and there's some great stuff to bid on auction items.
All right, I just got to ask you one thing. Like your own kids, Brandon, they play a lot of soccer?
Well, yeah, both of them. I got them nets and stuff like that for the house. And, you know, it's kind of cool to see them kind of go back and forth now that they know the concept of everything.
What sport did they most like to go to as fans?
You know what? They like going, they always talk about the Eagles, of course, because that's what they know. Baby girl, she asked me about basketball a lot because I took her, me and her. So, it's a little bit of both. I think she liked football more, though, because it's just a different atmosphere.
Do you think they're going to enjoy it even more this season with the revamped roster?
Oh, I think they're really going to enjoy it a whole lot this year. You know, they daddy back out there.
All right. Well, before we get to daddy, let's start with James Bradberry. What'd you think of that acquisition yesterday, Brandon?
Boy, that was how he's just still killing it. You know what I'm saying? I'm excited. He even did a great job before that, but this even put another cherry on top.
Tell us a little bit about the impact that good corners like Slay and Bradberry have on your position as a pass rusher. Doesn't it give you a better chance?
It does. It gives you more time. And with the rotation that we have, I mean, you should see how many times we almost got there. And it's just because nobody took away their first read or, you know, like what we say, pass rush goes with the coverage. Like it goes hand in hand. Once the coverage, you know, take away the first read, the D line should be there. And then sometimes, you know, the D line affects the throw, and then the coverage get the pick. You know what I'm saying? So it kind of works. It works both ways. And so I'm excited, man. I really do know about. I know about Slay already. I know about Avante that's gonna be playing in the slot. And then now you got a lockdown corner on the other side, man. It's gonna be nice. It's gonna be real nice. We just got to make sure we stay healthy, stay together, and man, we should be really fine this year.
All right, one of the things we're nervous about as fans is that Jonathan Gannon, you're a defensive coordinator, tends to take a little bit more of a passive approach than we like to see. Do you think that changes with this influx of new big-time talent? Do you think the philosophy changes based on who he's coaching?
I really do. I believe that last year, you know, a lot of guys, you know, suffered from injuries, and he probably had a plan to do certain things, and then, bam, that happened. And I feel like this year, I mean, we got a whole bunch of people. And so I'm excited, man, because I really do feel like he's going to open it up even more just based off some of the stuff that I know of what we've been doing. And I'm telling you, man, hey, I just hope that y'all stay on that. You stay on talking stuff, man, because we got to keep our mojo, man. You got to keep on talking stuff about the team because, you know, I don't want to hear about, oh, we doing this and that. You know what I'm saying? Because I need to hear your negativity, man. Come on.
Well, let me. All right. Oh, this is a beautiful moment in this conversation. Brandon, in an effort to help your Philadelphia Eagles, I will be as negative as possible throughout this season. Is that good for you?
Because I love it.
Because then you could use that as motivation to play even better. Is that right? Man. That would be my going away gift to the organization.
That'd be the gift. We're talking about it right now.
All right, good. Now I gotta ask you. You just said, you know, you gotta stay healthy, that kind of thing. But you haven't played in a year, really, right? Aren't you going to need more work in the preseason games to be ready for game one so you don't get off to a 2-5 start like you did last year? Aren't these starters, especially you, going to need to play more?
I don't necessarily you know what? Honestly, I was a big person on, man, I need to get me some reps out there on the field. I need to make sure that my lungs is good for the first game, all this. But, man, the way our strength staff, Ted Raff, man, we got a really good strength staff. And man, he had me ready for that first game. He had all of us ready. Sometimes things don't go like you wanted to go, but when you see what happened in the game, it's one play here, another play here. If we get this back, a guy had a missed assignment here. So it's just – I don't think it's the more the cardio stuff for us. I just think that it's more just making sure that we staying on the same page, because that's how it always goes in these games. It's always something or somebody, you know, that happened in the game where we wish we can take it back, or we wish we would have known the play call at that time. And, you know, I just think that we got a really good staff, and we're going to be all right if we play preseason or not.
All right, but you saw that schedule. You do see an opportunity to get off to a big start this year, don't you?
Oh yeah, and I don't take no team for granted, you know. But we, from what everybody's saying, we got the easy schedule this year. It's like, man, it's never easy in the league, because it's always teams that rise up that you didn't expect to, you know, have a great year. Because every year it's all about reloading or getting better, and some teams do, and some teams get hit in the mouth because you're going to it thinking that, you know, oh, we got an easy schedule. So I don't even play that game. We got to go work as a team. We got to go out there and prove that we belong out there. And if we want to get a ring, we got to prove that that's what we're doing this year. So, man, I can't wait to get out there and show y'all exactly what we going to be working on. And, man, y'all going to see it's going to be a big year. I really do feel it's going to be a big year.
Ooh, you sound ready. This is going to be fun. I just wanted you to hear one thing to get you all excited. All right, Skip Bayless, you know, he's a huge Cowboy guy. He does the shows on Fox. You got to hear what he said about your team. You're not going to believe this. Listen to this, Brandon.
I hate to tell you this because I hate to tell myself this. It is going to be fly, Eagles, fly. It's going to be cry, Cowboys, cry, because look what the Eagles get to open up. Can somebody open up the Eagles schedule and tell me they're not going to go 8-1 to start?
No, 8-1 to start, Brandon. What do you think of that?
Hey, you know, that just sound like, you know, I ain't even gonna get into it because I was about to say something. Let me chill. But I'm gonna just go with, let him stick with his Cowboys, like, you know what I'm saying? Because really deep down inside, he hoping the Cowboys beat us so he can go out and talk to Shannon any type of way.
All right, I got a tough one to end this here. And everybody, get out to the Autism Challenge Saturday at the lake. It starts real early, 8:00. Don't miss any of it. Great for kids. Tons of fun things to do. Brandon Graham, is this the best Eagles roster since 2017, the championship season?
I think so. I really do. if not better, but we got to go prove that.
It's all I needed to hear. Because I'm right now, Brandon, I'm watching you strip Tom Brady again. There it is. Oh, Barnett just landed on it. We win. Brandon, you're the best, man. Always great to talk to you, buddy. Thanks.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.